And now back to our final news stories, which include the arrival of some asylum seekers, Norwich academics creating a useful gadget, a virtual pub, and celebrations of 70 years of marriage. But first, almost 5,000 people in Norfolk have contacted police over fears about breaches of lockdown rules.
The calls have led to more than 240 people being handed on-the-spot fines for flouting restrictions imposed as part of the government's response to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. Since the introduction of legislation giving police new powers to enforce the lockdown, residents have made 4,677 calls, a figure which Norfolk Constabulary says clearly shows this is something the public feel strongly about. But the force has stressed that the overwhelming majority of people in Norfolk continue to follow restrictions. On April the 16th, figures showed that 126 people in the county had been served with fixed penalty notices for breaking the rules brought in after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the lockdown on March the 23rd. In the following 2 weeks, up to April the 30th, Norfolk Constabulary confirmed that a further 117 fines had been issued, taking the total number of notices handed out so far to 243. As a result of 1,881 calls made by Norfolk residents in the past fortnight, 804 warnings have been issued, taking the total number to around 1,600 since restrictions were put into place. Last month, Assistant Chief Constable Julie Wynarth, Norfolk's Silver Commander for helping police to tackle the virus, assured residents that officers were not overly zealous with the new powers and said they were being used minimally in Norfolk. In a statement on Thursday, the force said their approach to enforcing restrictions has not changed, stating that enforcement would only be used as a last resort with a process of engage, explain and encourage being the preferred policy.
Volunteers, NHS workers and immigration officials will be arriving in a village next week where almost 100 asylum seekers were placed without warning. The Home Office is using the old officers' mess in Bardersfield to house asylum seekers during the coronavirus crisis. But neighbours, police and local councillors all say they were given little or no notice by the Home Office about the move. The new arrivals led to 30 complaints to Broadland Council, a handful of calls to police, as well as donations and gifts. Residents have now been told in an update from police that from early next week, volunteers will be recruited to patrol the estate. Police patrols have also begun. From next Tuesday, NHS staff will be working from the site, now known as the Jaguar Buildings, residents were told. Immigration officials will also arrive next week to start processing asylum claims. Parish Councillor Nigel Fielding, who has been raising some of the complaints, said, "I certainly feel more positive about the situation now."
Norfolk academics have unveiled a gadget to help frontline health workers avoid contact with contaminated services during the pandemic. The team from the University of East Anglia created the DoorMate, to be used to open doors and press buttons without having to touch surfaces. The device has been tested by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and has now been approved for clinical use and is available to be licensed. Fiona Lettice, Pro Vice Chancellor of Research and Innovation at UEA, said, "It is inspirational to see our research staff and students collaborate to create innovative solutions to the COVID-19 crisis. This shows the true value of academic research in responding to real-time, real-world challenges. As part of the design, the user will be able to use the hook to push or pull door handles, use the central part to press buttons, and a straight section of the device to press keyboard keys. The DoorMate was created by UEA researchers, technicians and students led by Dr. Aram Saeed from the School of Pharmacy, inspired by reports from the World Health Organization, WHO, about how the virus is transmitted.
People missing a regular jaunt to their local Norfolk pub are being urged to pop in for a drink at a new online bar. As the lockdown continues and pubs remain closed, pubgoers are being invited to enter the virtual Red on Lion to sit with friends over a tipple. Although it is not quite the same as the real thing, the digital pub, the idea of the Norwich and District Camera Organisation, offers a chance to meet and chat with other people in a virtual bar setting and share what you are drinking at home. Punters can even choose where they want to sit. In the public bar, described as fun, loud and a normal night out, or the lounge, comfy and a little quieter, or even set up your own table. The rules are just like a real pub, with a warning from the landlord that if drinkers misbehave, they could be barred. It is all part of a range of initiatives by Camera to support the pub trade while in lockdown. It has launched new online tools that anyone can use to check out local pubs trying to keep going by offering takeaway and drink deliveries. Currently, 16 pubs in Norwich are offering bottled beer services, including the Belgian Monk in Pottergate, which delivers, the Artichoke on Magdalen Road, which offers a bottle shop every Monday, and the Fat Cat Brew Tap on Lawson Road, which is a takeaway service. But pubs across the county are also taking part.
A social enterprise working in collaboration with Norfolk chefs and artists has declared its desire to take over the Norwich building formerly inhabited by the Charity Open. Clear Company, CIC, has spent the last 2 years looking for a site to base a new street food park enterprise and is hoping their search might be over after the Open Youth Trust closed following an unsuccessful fight to secure funding. The group, formed in 2017, believes the Bank Plain site would be easily accessible for residents while also providing ample space and a chance to boost post-lockdown recovery prospects for its legion of independent traders. Founder and director Julie Briggs believes Clear Company can also revive some of the vital youth services that Open had provided. She said, "We have worked previously with Open and we were really sad to see it close. If we can get all the services in there under one roof, we could resurrect some of that youth provision that has been lost alongside family support. That is a whopping great building, so central, so you could have families come in there and parents could get support while the youth are involved in activities. We have all these groups wanting to collaborate and work together. This is a perfect setting, and we can share responsibility for the building and generate income streams to pay for it. It's about collaborating with all our different groups to provide that support and family care, but also a community space where people can come along, socialise and support local businesses." This week, the Community Interest Company launched its Clearly Norfolk online shop, offering a free platform for businesses to trade. Once a permanent base has been found, the idea is that these mobile caterers, musicians and artists can move in and use the space in return for a contribution towards community projects.
A lighthouse was lit up in stunning tribute to our amazing NHS. The dazzling display happened on the clifftops at Hunstanton with projections by Terrington-based events company Jack Roper. It included the name of Chrissy Emerson, a healthcare assistant at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, who died from coronavirus last week. Mr. Roper said, We're an entertainment and AV lighting company, and with the current circumstances, we've had so many events cancelled. We've got all the equipment going unused, so we decided to use it to try to bring some joy. The giant projections on the 60-foot-high landmark came as neighbours across the resort came out onto their doorsteps to clap and bang saucepans in what has become a regular Thursday night ritual across the country. Elsewhere in town, windows have been decorated with rainbows, while a flower bed on the green has been turned into a tribute.
A Norfolk-based gin firm has donated hand sanitizer to a charity care home for the visually impaired in an amazing gesture. Patrick Saunders, owner of Fakenham's Black Shuck Gin, delivered the sanitizer to Thomas Towell House in Magpie Road, Norwich. The home is run by Vision Norfolk, the charity formerly known as the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Like many care homes, staff had found sourcing hand sanitizer extremely difficult during the coronavirus crisis, with both scarce availability and soaring costs posing problems. The firm donated 48 half-litre spray bottles and two huge refill containers of the ethanol-based sub-product. Black Shuck has pledged to donate a quarter of its production to charities, and those without the ability to pay, with the remainder being sold at cost price. Gina Dormer, Chief Executive of Vision Norfolk, said, "We cannot begin to express our gratitude to Black Shuck for this amazing gesture."
And finally, community spirit in lockdown shone brightly to ensure two couples enjoyed extra special 70th wedding anniversaries. Volunteers from Wheating, near Brandon, helped surprise Vera and Dennis Chenery, who had planned to celebrate their platinum wedding anniversary with a family party. Instead, stuck in self-isolation, the party was postponed, and Mrs. Chenery posted on social media asking for people locally to raise a glass to them, never thinking anything would come of it. But the local volunteer group saw it and decided they couldn't let this special occasion go unmarked. So they got together and arranged for an afternoon tea for two to be delivered to the couple at their bungalow in the village. A group of the volunteers then stood outside, keeping their social distance, to give the couple a round of applause when they came to the door. Mrs. Chenery said, "We were absolutely overwhelmed. I never expected anything like that." The couple, married in London in 1950, moved to Norfolk later in life, originally to Thetford. And elsewhere, Percy Harris and his wife Marjorie were joined by their entire street of neighbours in celebrating 70 long and happy years of marriage. A planned celebration with friends and family was cancelled due to the coronavirus lockdown. The Beckles couple expected to just spend the special day with each other, but were shocked when neighbours had organised a special surprise. Neighbour Holly Pigney organised for a card to be signed by every neighbour on their street and the town mayor, alongside a moment of applause when the card was delivered. Mayor Andrea Carr said, "I posted the letter through the door and rang the doorbell and stood back while they came out with their daughter to all the neighbours cheering and clapping for them. It was an incredibly emotional moment." Mr. and Mrs. Harris first met in 1945 as pen pals, while Percy was a member of the Royal Signals based in Berlin and Marjorie was working office jobs in London. Having lived all over the UK, the couple settled in Beckles in 1989, where they have been active volunteers at the Waveney Centre.